Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. That was pretty good for a festival crowd. Here we are once again. Esther's Follies is part of South by Southwest comedy in Austin, Texas. It's Saturday, March 11, 2017, and badges don't count, you guys. I want to see legit name tags. Right now, we got a few in the front row. We got a gentleman I saw on Twitter. What's your name, dude?
Travis Tidmore,
but what's your name on your name tag?
Tidmore American Graffiti.
It's a great name tag. And he guessed at, obviously I'm here, but every other person he put on the poster is not going to be a guest today. On the show, he got all the guesses wrong, but they're all really good guesses. Some of those people are in town, but they're too busy doing press, which cracks me up when that's the excuse to not come on a podcast, because I think that would qualify as press and probably a slightly more enthusiastic audience than other press might get, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, look at this crowd. Three of you brought name tags. Is there a fourth one? Okay, good. There's a fourth one. Because we got to have at least... Okay, there's some back there. Oh, very nice. Okay. So we got a few for my guests to choose from. Because as you can see, we got four guest seats, and I'm very excited about the people that are here today. But first, Doug plugs. Friday, I'm going to be mocking Leprechaun 5 in the hood with Master Pancake over at the Ritz. And next Saturday, I'm doing another Doug Loves Movies at the Stateside Theater here in Austin on Congress. Now, who is here in this Esther's Follies today who doesn't have a badge but got in anyway? I knew it was possible. All these badge-wearing motherfuckers up front, they're all looking around like, you could get in here without a badge? But they did have to sit in the back, so we have a long way to go when it comes to the rights of people who don't have stinking badges. It's still a badge-wearing society. But But that's proof that people can get in to the other shows that I'm doing during South By. It's totally doable. Tuesday, March 21st, Doug Loves Movies is back in Los Angeles at the UCB Franklin location. And yeah, it's fun. And I'm doing stand-up and Doug Loves Movies at Helium. It's a gas in Portland, March 25th and 26th. But for all my dates, deets, and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com.
From the corrections department, Professor X is telepathic, which means he controls minds. Telekinesis is the ability to move things with your mind. Yeah, I'm glad that's we worked that out. As those of you who listen to the podcast already know, we have a prize bag that someone's going to go home with today. And a gentleman in the audience gave us a tube full of very artistic posters that are hard to roll and unroll and fit in the tube. So that is why I'm not going to show them to you. You have to trust me that they're very nice, and it's a nice thing for the guy to do. And also, I didn't even bother to get his name or how you could check out his work. So I hope that's enough. I hope that's enough credit to make him happy. Also in the prize bag, a copy of my CD, Promotional Tool, a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, some beads that I got on the 311 cruise that, as you can see, they're very green and very, you know, they bring to mind a certain thing. Yeah, right? Oh, look at this. This is neat. This is a thing you can clip on like your keychain or onto any part of your body. And then you stick your lighter in here, and it's like a lighter leash. Like your lighter can only get so far away from you. But then next thing you know, you're standing in a circle of people smoking weed, and you're like stretching it out as far as it can go to light it for somebody. And it's probably not a good idea. This is a bag of things you shouldn't use, you guys. A rubber pipe from Peacemaker, a lovely pink one, so I hope a girl wins today. Oh, a bunch of buttons. Somebody gave me a bunch of buttons. I'll say who a little later in the show. And then this is a cool button I got on the 311 cruise that a guy made that's specifically... I should keep that. And it's all in a Jimmy Kimmel Live bag. Did you guys see me on Jimmy Kimmel Live? They changed the Hollywood sign behind us to say Hollyweed for the entire segment, but Jimmy asked me not to say anything about it because he thought it was funnier for people to just notice it on their own, and then it feels like nobody noticed it. I was like, good idea, Jimmy. That worked out great. Speaking of things that work out great, there's four people that are in this town for various reasons, which we will get into, and they all have... From what time does this thing start? Did it start 4 o'clock?
4:20.
It didn't start at 4:20, sir. There's one thing, a stoner. I may not be good with time, but I know that 4:20 is 10 minutes away, and I am going to set an alarm because it is rare that I'm on stage at 4:20. So I'm going to set an alarm at 4:19, and then we'll see what happens. Yeah, I don't know. Does anybody up close have a vape pen? Okay, get it ready. Please welcome to the stage Scoot McNairy, Scott Thompson, Noel Wells, and Leonard Maltin. Beautiful. Oh, such a polite panel already. I can't believe it.
There's no goodie bags in the High Court. We just settle their case and send them on their way. And I hope to never see those people again. Some of them are nice. But let's meet our guests, the panel, individually, starting with Noelle Wells. Hi. Is here, everybody.
Hi. Woo. Hello, everybody.
Writer, director, star of Mr. Roosevelt, premiering here at South by Southwest tomorrow.
At the Paramount, 2:15. I've never been more excited, so I'm very eager.
It's so neat to have premiere there at the Paramount.
That's like the best theater in town to premiere at.
Right?
Yeah.
Scoop
I'm
knows
not saying
Austin.
It, but
yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's very cool.
It's cool.
So congratulations.
So if the movie
yeah.
If the movie sucks, I had a really high moment and.
You're like in a this is like the premiere, and you're looking for distribution and all that, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck with it.
Thanks. And you're in it.
I don't have anything to do with it. Wait,
Doug
what?
Is in
I'm
it.
In it?
He's
oh,
in this
no.
movie.
That's a surprise.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember, but last year.
I was so excited. I saw the poster over at the poster competition in the over at the convention center, and my name is on the poster. And aren't I in like 1.5 scenes? Or something like that?
Yeah, but you were a pivotal character.
Yeah, I'm pivotal.
You're pivotal.
I dare say I set the entire plot in motion, if I
but
may.
But what's a half scene?
What?
What's a half scene?
I think aren't I Skyping on the second scene?
Yeah, he
scene?
Calls in the middle of a scene.
Oh, okay.
And then so he's in the half of it.
Okay, so an interruption.
Yeah.
Like what I just did.
Or it's like, actually, it is the whole scene, but half of it's on me in one location and half of it's on you in another location, so I guess that's half a scene.
I think that's why I jumped to that, giving it that
sure.
designation. It's a good, it's fascinating.
Well, it's interesting.
Right?
That's Esther's Folly, isn't it?
I also used
we
to...
we discover what Esther's Folly is?
Do you know who... Well,
I
Leonard Maltin
here.
Probably knows more yeah. about Esther Williams than anybody else here so right nice. Now. Would you dare to say that, Leonard?
That this has any connection with Esther Williams?
It doesn't, right?
I don't think so.
Yes, it is. It's named after her.
It's named after her.
Yeah.
But she never like.
Yeah, it was just like an
well,
homage.
She
her.
Never
That's
did
great.
A show here because we're on land.
That's right.
And it's
you know the famous.
She did mostly water-based entertainment.
She was a famous. She was actually heading to the 1940 Olympics when they had to cancel them because of war outbreak.
What was happening then? Water shortage?
Cut backstage.
No, later. They canceled it due to low ratings.
Oh, yes, because there was a water shortage in Germany at the time.
But she was a beautiful woman.
Their showers didn't work.
Someone suggested, oh, Jesus. Oh, man.
Oh, people!
Boy.
Get over yourself!
I haven't even introduced you yet.
Well, you said we were polite. I wanted to stop that right at the beginning.
He's the rudest Canadian.
There has to
they
be one.
I have to, yeah. I have,
there has to be one. Them up. Now, Louis B. Mayer, the head of MGM, once said about Esther Williams' swimming star, wet, she's a star, dry, she's not.
Oh,
so, wow.
Say that about yeah. a lot of,
you can,
lot of
yeah,
ladies.
You can say that about a lot of them.
They said that about Jenna Jameson, too. See, look at that. Jenna Jameson. Good, eh?
You're really proud of yourself coming up with like a hetero porn name? Like
a, yeah, a female porn star right out of my pocket.
All right, well, since...
It's the only one I know. Or Marilyn Chambers.
Okay, Scott, settle down. This, we're not even at the game portion yet. You're guessing away.
What's the movie we're watching?
We're not going to watch a movie.
This
is like the one you did in...
So not prepared. I thought we were watching a movie.
No, this is like the Toronto show where we talk about movies and then play games.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't a movie interruption.
Do you do like a mastery science
Man.
Theater?
I was hoping we were going to see a bad movie.
Nope.
Just us.
You just get to be in one.
Oh, Jesus.
But that's okay. Scott Thompson, everybody.
Okay.
I'm sorry to confuse you by having so many shows.
You have a lot of shows.
I have a lot of shows, so every time you show up, you're like, what am I doing now?
It's like the fourth one I've done, and they're all different.
And you haven't done the food podcast yet.
No, and I can't find any of them on actual television.
No, this is just an audio podcast, Doug Loves Movies. Just for people that like some of these people, so don't laugh at them too much, Scott.
So they don't care that it's not on TV?
I get an occasional message, why isn't this on TV? And I say, because it's a podcast. It's my simplest explanation. I like the format. I enjoy doing it, and people like listening to it, so it's our little thing together that we have. And but you, sir, recently appeared on my show that's on Screen Junkies.
Yes.
Your episode will be out sometime next month, I believe. And the show's called Pitch Off.
Yes.
And he was kind enough, you know, your lofty position in show business.
I deign to come down from my
perch. You deign to come in and be on a show where you pretend to pitch ideas for movies to a fake studio executive.
$200, people. What were they going to say?
We do pay, we
US.
Do give a very generous stipend.
I do.
To all of the participants.
Favorite nations, too. Everybody got $200.
Stipend is one they call it when they're not really paying you money.
Yeah, right. It's just a little something, you know. Yes. Maybe we'll recommend you to somebody else, give you a good... we'll give you a good Yelp review. Yeah. Something like that. But thanks for being here, dude.
Thank you. Yeah.
What else you got going on at South By? You're obviously here to do some things.
I'm doing Guy Branum's talk show, the game show.
Talk show, game show?
Yes.
Yeah,
later
that's fun, right?
Yeah, at 8 o'clock tonight. I think it's here, too.
It's in this very facility?
I'm in this very facility.
Oh,
you don't have to go anywhere.
The follies never stop.
No, it's crazy. And then I'm doing like a storytelling show. Well, I call it a storytelling show tomorrow night. You're supposed to have a stand-up set, but I don't have any material on it.
Yeah,
so I'm calling
call
it a storytelling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell a story.
Which means I'm not really prepared for it. But it's like a storytelling show at 11 o'clock, I think, on drugs.
Oh, people will be asleep.
420.
People will be asleep. You'll
they
be
will.
Good.
They
You'll
will.
Be fine.
So I don't have to do very well.
Yeah.
But this is what I really care about.
Yeah.
Oh. Is watching the movie. Man, I was up for a movie. What are you playing?
Just that it's 4:19. You've been on Getting Doug with High.
My pleasure, sir.
What the fuck?
That was like an accent.
Don't be an enabler. Enable me. No,
it's
I'll
like
give
a
it
fancy
to
fancy night, a weed night.
What am I supposed to do with this? Pretending I don't know. I don't know how this works.
Oh.
Bestow it upon you,
sir. I can't believe Leonard even touched it. That's right. Leonard Maltin is here, everybody.
It's like, it looked green for a little bit. It was like backlit. It was very beautiful.
Well, also, I got a really pretty microphone, too.
Oh,
we all do.
Shiny.
They
are very shiny.
Very pretty. Very
never
pretty.
Seen a mic like that.
Beyonce I wish the audience lights at home could have seen that puff, though.
Oh, yeah? You like that?
Well, it was beautiful.
Really?
That was so
that
glamorous.
Was so let's look at the lovely. Let's look at the replay.
It was lovely.
See, and you can smoke that on a plane,
us,
right?
So it looks, you know.
Wow. All right.
You don't have to.
Here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here
for
we go.
For the record, no one else did it but me.
Yes.
Just to be clear.
Leonard took a small one.
Sneaky peeky. Leonard. What are you doing in town? What's going on?
Funny you should ask. Well, I'm here doing your show.
That's not why you came here.
Well, I also did an episode of my podcast with my daughter, Jessie, Maltin on Movies.
Yes.
And we had a good show today with the terrific, my brain, Nick Offerman.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, who's in a new movie called Hero with Sam Elliott.
Have you seen it?
Yes, it's very good.
Oh, good.
And we had the writer-director as well.
Nice.
And that worked out very, very well. And on Tuesday, I'm very excited to say that I'm going to spend an hour in conversation with Frank Oz.
What a bunch of fucking nerds.
Hey, no. Frank Oz cuts across all boundary
Who doesn't love Frank Oz except people who are like, who? But most of us who know who he is, if for no other reason than holding up holding up Jake Blues' used prophylactic at the beginning of the Blues Brothers is my favorite Frank Oz role. Some of you may prefer, Yoda or Miss Piggy, but I really love one used prophylactic. So that's on Tuesday at what time and where?
2 p.m. in the conference hall. I don't remember what room.
That right, there's so many rooms over there.
Good one of those rooms.
Yeah.
But that'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be super.
He's got a film here called, I think it's called Muppet Guys Talking.
Mm-hmm.
And
colon, then more words. But this isn't the game, so you don't need to give me the full title. But that's playing here. I want to see that as well.
Me too.
What's the thing you're most looking forward to seeing while you're here?
Well, I hope
there is such a thing.
I do want to see Frank Oz's movie very much. I would like to see Edgar Wright's movie, Baby Driver.
Baby Driver is tonight.
And I've heard things about Mr. Roosevelt.
Yeah, I heard that movie's
I've
coming
heard
out.
Good things about a bunch of others. You know, so my daughter and I are hoping to catch as much as we can.
Very good. And I heard you liked Kong Skull Island.
Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
Nice. I was worried. I was concerned because I know you're probably a huge fan of the very original
King Kong.
One of
my very favorite movies.
And Son of Kong as well, which has its charms, right?
Fewer charms.
Fewer, but because they went a little too wacky with it. Yeah, but it was still pretty amazing that they made another one so quickly.
Instantly. It was in theaters within months.
Yeah. So, but then there's been other Kong movies that you probably have mixed feelings about.
There have. I do have mixed feelings about. You know, King Kong is one of my all-time favorite films. It's also Peter Jackson's all-time favorite movie. And he was going to remake it at one point, and then they announced Mighty Joe Young in the late 90s. And that put the kibosh on his proposed remake of King Kong then. So he had to wait years to get to it.
Finally got it to happen.
Finally did it. And it's not a bad movie at all, but it's an imperfect, let's call it an uneven movie.
Well, I'll give this Kong Skull Island something that that King Kong didn't have, which is an hour less.
Yes, there is that.
Like that is a real, boost in the right direction.
Yep.
For a movie that's going to keep me engaged. Yeah. Cut out an hour of it.
Yes.
But the visual effects and the monsters, they're all terrific.
Extraordinary.
And John C. Reilly, I'm campaigning now, Leonard. I want you to help. Best Supporting Actor.
He's wonderful.
He is so good in this movie.
He's wonderful.
He's the emotional heart of the movie, as opposed to Kong, which is what you sort of expect from a King Kong movie. But he's really great in it.
Yes, he is.
And he's right here in the wings.
Hi.
No, that's John D. Reilly.
Who did an impression? Was that you, Noel?
It was me.
Hi. Hi, John C. Reilly.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're here, man.
I did a movie. I wouldn't miss this for the world.
He also did voices for the Muppet movie, so...
Yeah, he's so funny in the movie. He's like telling everybody, this is not a good idea. We're going to die. And he's like laughing the whole time. But speaking of people who laugh in the face of death, Scoot McNairy is here, everybody. How you doing, man?
Good. I came in town to see Doug. That's it. To do the show, and I'm flying out right after.
You're an Austin dude, though.
Yeah, no, I live here.
This is where you live. And I try to, catch up with you here whenever I'm in town, and then sometimes you're off in Atlanta. Soon to shoot season 4 of, and the final season of Halt and Catch Fire for AMC. Always a bunch of people that are super into that show, somehow other people go, what?
Yeah, sometimes I'm like, what? Like, I don't understand what we're doing. Like, when we're tearing apart a computer, it's kind of like, what? I don't know, just say the lines. But some people, the show is very accurate. That's why people like it so much that are in the business or were in the business, is that it's they did the research, and the show's very, very accurate to the way it was done in the 70s. But okay. Most of the other people that weren't around during that time, they don't give a shit, you know?
Well, have fun with season 4.
Hey! No, I love the show, and I'm very excited to go back. And this is our last season, so we know that. So the show's going to have closure to it, which would be great.
Yeah, and the lead dude in that show, what's his name? Lee Pace?
Lee Pace, yeah.
Yeah, he's amazing, right?
He's great.
Yeah, he's a very good actor. So yeah. Check it out if you haven't yet. There's probably ways to stream previous seasons somewhere.
Sure, you could rip
binge
it.
Binge watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Halt and Catch Fire, halting soon. I think that's what AMC should start promoting it as.
Do people still stop you to talk about Fargo? Because you're in on the.
I am working on this next season of Fargo, but no, they don't. They don't. They no. They do not stop to. No, but I think that starts airing in a month or something.
Yeah, he's very in season 3 of Fargo.
Yeah,
I buried the lead, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very exciting. And let's go through talk to everybody about the prize bag. What do you got for us there, Scott Thompson?
Well, I forgot, since I thought we were going to the movie show, I didn't bring stuff.
Yeah,
so I had to do a little bit of shopping trip before. And I got some things that I think are very, very cute. And they're going to remind people of where they were when they saw this. So I got a little snow globe, Texan snow globe, for people from Texas to remind yourself about that trip that you took out your door. When you left the house and you went to the city and the state that you actually live in. And I got that, but I thought that wasn't quite enough. So I got like one, just one, oven mitt. With the is that the Texan flag? With the flag on it? And then I can write on it, don't mess with me. But it's not written on. Is that the phrase?
Don't mess with Texas.
Don't mess with Texas. Or me. No fucking. There's no need for that. So I got one oven mitt. And then, of course.
Don't mess in my oven mitt is a good thing to put on there.
Yeah, exactly. Don't make a mess with my oven mitt. And then, of course. A box of Raisin Bran. Because who?
A box
who doesn't
of Raisin
love Raisin Bran?
It's a box of Raisin Bran.
Right?
And you signed it.
I signed it. Get your fiber, kids. Right? You're all youngsters, but you'll come to a time when fiber is everything. And a good bowel movement will just set you off on a great day. You'll sail out of that house and go, I'm in Texas. I'm going to visit my own state. He's be so excited. So get your fiber, kids. Love, Scott. Now, this is something people don't know about. Scott Two Scoops Thompson. It's my nickname. Always has been.
Always has been.
There you go.
It's true. It's so, so true.
Thoughtful.
Wow.
That's a definite hashtag
Follow
for this
that.
Episode.
Follow that.
Hashtag Two Scoops. Noelle, what have you got?
I had a similar conundrum.
Oh.
And I went to a convenience store, and then something told me you were gonna buy cereal. So I skipped the cereal. I was like, I should buy the cereal.
Do you have any, what were you gonna get? Was it gonna be Raisin Bran?
No, I think it was Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks.
Okay, so here's what I got. I normally bring a Team Noelle mug, and I forgot to pack it, and I feel really bad that I missed the tradition. So I got a UT Texas hat. And if you're from, if you support another college, you're never going to wear it. And so we made a zine for my movie, and it has a bunch of characters and stuff in it. So I signed it, and I feel really dumb about that, but I needed to bring something. And then...
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, thank you, yes! I don't feel as dumb anymore. And then these are two temporary tattoos that say movies. And it's from a company called Movies, and it's the number one company that puts the word movies on things. So I'm a huge fan. And I'm giving you two temporary tattoos. And then I took Polaroids of all of the guests backstage.
Oh.
So you have like portraits of these people. And I think that's it. And then I guess if you want a water bottle.
You fooled us. You told me you were the official photographer for yeah. South by Southwest.
I did, and then I stole your soul. so that's it.
Good. Excellent. Thank you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Scoot is always bringing some interesting.
It's not
stuff
as good as it has
from
been
his friends.
In the past. I couldn't get steal anything.
Is this your own stuff though? Is this yours to give away?
Yeah. Oh yeah. This is all my stuff.
All right.
And I had to buy this bag.
I'm gonna hold the mic, please, so you can write.
I like the challenge.
Yeah, Leonard will help you out.
So, a mouse pad.
Oh.
Vintage with neoprene backing and real fabric.
Wow, nice.
Took a while to part with this one, but I did. This is more of like a party bag kit. A camera that you can actually get 4x6 prints from and take to the store and get the prints and hold it, which is very nostalgic. A Wilco Yankee Foxtrot Hotel album.
Oh, wow.
Didn't want to part with this, but I had two. And some dust off.
What time do you do the dust off at 4:35?
You do it all at once.
Okay,
the
anytime,
dust off,
anytime.
The album, and then the camera. There's a white bag
you
with
did
it
bring,
too.
You did bring things that do need to be dusted off.
Yeah.
So it's really
everybody needs a little dust off just to clean, you know.
All right.
So that's exciting.
All right. Can you guys, is there some way to like put everything back in bags and pass it all to
Certainly
me?
We can just put them back in bags.
Yeah, there you go. And Leonard brought a copy of...
Well, this feels positively mundane next
to
creativity. Oh, no, that all you guys...
No, people will cherish... Explored, but this the is person who wins is going to cherish
the
this.
The third edition of my Leonard Maltin's classic movie guide.
Yeah! Good one!
With something like 10,000 movie reviews in it, but don't count. It's about 10,000.
Roughly.
Yeah.
Like there's a review of Man of the Moment from 1935. British. Two stars. Tell me anything else about it, Leonard.
It's in black and white.
You do not make that distinction here in
yes,
the review.
It doesn't say color. Therefore, it is assumed to be black and white.
Oh, in the classic book.
That's right.
If it doesn't say color, it's in black and white. Mm-hmm. All right, you win. Douglas Fairbanks Jr. Mm-hmm. Starting that one. What do you mean, mm-hmm? That would have been a good thing to say when I said, tell me anything about it. The black and white sounded like a Dodge.
Oh, no. Hell no.
Do you want to keep your bag, Noel, the Showtime bag? You trying to keep that?
Yeah.
That's your purse?
That's my sack of dough.
Oh, okay. I think we got enough baggage here to cover everything. That's three bags and a roll of posters. So good luck to the winner with all that shit. All right. Scott, have you been to the movies lately? What was the last movie you saw?
Oh, jeez, what did I see?
Noelle.
Yeah. Recently watched part of two movies. Can I say that? I didn't watch a whole movie.
Parts of two movies.
Yes.
Go.
Love and Death and The Great Dictator.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
You going to finish either of them?
Yeah. Well, I finally finished Love and Death. It's a really good movie, but every time I watch it, I fall asleep. And
That's not good.
So I finally finished the end, and I was like, this might be my favorite Woody Allen movie.
Oh, yeah.
And
I could see what you're talking about, because the Russian Revolution is so sleep-inducing.
I don't know. I'm normally just very sleepy when I'm watching things. And then, I started watching The Great Dictator here, but haven't gotten to finish it. But I've seen it before, but it's so good. And
Has he done the ballet with the Globe yet?
Yeah,
it's downhill from there. He becomes a less pleasant dictator after that.
But I was like really surprised at how, because that was Charlie Chaplin's first talkie, and he's so incredibly gifted doing that character, speaking wise. I'm It's fascinating.
Back to you, Scott.
I just watched Nice Guys. I thought it was really funny.
It's really good, right?
It's really hilarious.
I was telling you on a previous episode of this show that Ryan Gosling's very funny and you weren't buying it.
I did, and then I went and I decided to check it out, and he is hilarious.
He's really funny in it.
And they have amazing chemistry.
Yeah, him and Russell Crowe. Who would have thought it?
They're so good.
That's why nobody went, because like, why would you think that would work?
It's like one of the funniest movies ever. It's hilarious. They're so good.
I like I love the 70s setting and the Hollywood all the big billboards on Sunset.
It's dirty. Like, it's a dirty film. I like it. It's like sweat and polyester shirts. It's just... It does. It smells like a Syrian holding camp. That was a... You don't understand. That was flattering. That was a good thing. I love men crowded together in a small space. Possibly in a refugee situation. Willing to do anything to get out of their situation. I just dug a deeper hole. I dug a hole beside my hole. I tunneled between them and I joined the two holes.
Maybe we'll talk about submarine movies later in the show. But Scoot, what's the last movie you saw? Did you see something like yesterday or today?
I did watch the Amanda Knox. It's a doc, though.
Okay.
But it was really good. The Amanda Knox doc? On Netflix, about the girl in Italy that they said she killed her and we didn't know. And it was a big thing. And
what's your theory?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think she did it. I think it was the media kind of, you know, built it a story. To sell papers, and it was
three
really
or four
just...
people are trying to applaud right now.
Yes,
it's just it's not taking off.
That was I'm not a detective, but you know, based on what I saw.
Can I float a theory?
Yeah, please.
Have you seen the documentary?
I saw the
before?
Doc. Okay, I was okay. Deep man, and I was a Knox head, and I was obsessed with this murder. And whether or not she did it. And because I just found it so fascinating, the psychology of it all. And here's what I really genuinely think happened. She came home. She didn't do it. But she came home after it had been done and freaked out and then left. And then the next day called the cops because she had smoked and done all these things and she thought she was going to get in trouble, freaked out. So she was lying. Like, she kind of had to make up a story.
Uh-huh. Right.
But she didn't do it. So, because she was clearly lying, like, half the time.
Well, now I think she did it.
No!
Who do you think did it?
The guy that raped her and... raped and killed the woman, his DNA's all over it.
Yeah.
He went to jail for it.
Yeah, he did.
But he did it, and he had been, like, committing crimes in the area and, like, been crawling, like, breaking into things and, like, assaulting people on the street and so, but she just walked in, freaked out because she was 20 years old and bonkers. That's it. Knocks head out.
Yeah.
Leonard?
Well, we've already talked about Kong.
Yes.
Skull Island, which
we
is
liked it.
My latest newest. I'm still cheering for Get Out.
Get Out. You know, people love Get Out.
Can't say it often enough. I mean, what a good movie. What a solid movie. What a fantastic debut for Jordan Peele as writer-director.
Yeah.
And a great cast, of course, that he assembled. But, I mean, it hits all the notes and so well. And it's clearly the arrival of a great new voice in American film. Very exciting.
Yeah, I have not yet seen it.
Oh, duh.
But I'm excited.
Because... People are going to talk to death. Don't.
No, I don't listen to anything about it.
Good.
People
good.
Say get out. I just assume they mean leave the room, Doug. And I do. I guess.
So next
the
time
hell
they say
out.
That, leave the room and then go to the nearest theater and see Get Out.
I know. I got to see it, but I'm too busy performing at film festivals.
Doing press.
Yeah, it's a drag. But, you know, I've seen a few things. What did you think of Logan? Did you like Logan?
Yeah, pretty well. I thought that was enjoyable. A little long.
Right, but you say that about 90% of the movies you see.
Because it's true.
It is.
Because it's true.
It is. They are all too
long. Logan didn't drag. I will give it that.
Yeah,
It just goes on longer than I think it needs to. But,
sure.
But very well done. And of course, how can I not like a film, and I don't want to give this away, so I won't say too much.
Okay.
How can I not like a film that calls on, in a significant way, a great classic American movie, which right. it does. And I, that's all I'll say. So you got to, if you yeah. know it or see it.
It's
or,
got yeah. shades of Tootsie. All right, you guys. That was a nice talk. Now it's time for shit to get serious. And for me to say,
let the games begin.
All right.
Some folks made some name tags. Everyone else has got a badge, a festival badge. So those, please do not choose festival badges unless you're really dying to pick that person. But everybody go and select who you'd like to play for. Just physically take the name tag from them and bring it back to your seat. And while you do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after this message spoken by me.
Hey guys, producer Matt here. No sponsors this episode, but Doug wants to remind you to watch The High Court weeknights on Comedy Central at midnight, 11 Central, and on the Comedy Central app. Now back to the show.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, we're back. Leonard Maltin went the distance. Searched high and wide to find a picture of me with a joint in my mouth. And I assume the person whose name tag this is? Tommy?
Yep.
That's your name?
Yep.
You're the other character. You're passed out over a bong. And we're on a... Well, we look like we're on an island of roaches. Used... Trash. It's just trash.
Yeah.
And then it says, Swiss Tommy Man. Yeah, good job. Well, there's a thing on the back and everything. All right. Excellent choice, Leonard.
Thank you.
Did you like that movie, Swiss Army Man?
Oh, a lot, yes.
Oh, okay, good.
One of the most original films last year, I think.
Certainly one of the most flatulent. We got Scoot picked Jugs Benson in Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Greg. It's a pretty good one.
It's got lights, too.
And it's got lights on it.
E for effort.
Yeah, Scoot likes the lights. So does Noelle. She picked a lit up one, too.
I think they came to their pairs.
Yeah, they're right next to each other.
These two sides come together.
You guys just pick people in the front row.
But they look so cute.
So lazy.
But look at their... This is great.
It's like bingo. You can have more than one card.
All right, and who's the... What do you got there, Scott?
I have Menace Drew Society, but I picked it... Erroneously. I thought it was a pun on Nancy Drew. And then I thought, this is the worst ever. There's nothing to do with Nancy Drew. So I picked it for the wrong reasons, but then I realized it is Menace to Society. And it's, I guess, are you Drew?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. Then I guess that's the joke.
I like seeing my face on a Menace to Society poster.
There you go. I like that movie.
That's cute.
And the mind's the hand that Roxy's the cradle.
Oh, yeah, we should say that.
Yeah, right? And you look very scary.
Yeah, my face is scary in
and,
there.
And Roxy's here,
and Roxy's
very innocent.
There. Yeah.
It's a great scary picture of you, Doug.
Yeah, where did this picture from?
Well, it's if you see the whole picture, it makes more sense because I'm in bed and I have a cocktail.
So that's you're an angry drunk.
So that's why I've got that, why are you taking a picture of me face? I just want to say hi to somebody real quick, if that's cool with everybody.
hanging out on the wings. Come on out, say hello to everybody. It's Jenny Slate. Drop by.
Hi. Hi.
I'm sitting here looking at my phone as I do, and she's like texting me, "Hey, I'm at your show. What's going on?" And I'm like, "Come out on stage." And she's like, "Really?" And you're very polite. You're not just going to run out here.
No, you don't. That's crazy. I would run out on the stage, but I guess now I'm here. I have a beer, and I was drinking more beers back there. So, hello. Sorry to interrupt it.
No, you didn't interrupt anything. I mean, yeah, we got stuff to do, but... But I'm so excited you're here, because I was just watching Secret Life of Pets, and you're awesome in that.
I'm the dog.
She's one of several dogs. There's also a bunny.
That's true. I'm the girl dog with the bow. And that, it's chill. I love it. It's really, really fun to be a cartoon animal, if you're wondering.
And Harley Quinn in Lego Batman.
That's true. I didn't come here for you to say my jobs.
Listen, this is your life. I brought together four of your biggest fans. And you're going to stand there while we all sit and talk about you.
Yeah, I would love to have that experience. It feels odd for everyone else here who was not signing up for these people who, most of them are, well, I mean, I know hello, but we haven't like been formally introduced.
No, not yet.
Which ones haven't you met?
I think all.
What? Let's go down the line. Go down to the other end and meet Scott Thompson. Hi. Legendary. Hello, kids man. In the hall. Really,
me too.
She's a big fan.
Nice
I knew she
you.
Would be.
This is so awkward.
Yeah, look.
Do you want to get your...
Noelle Wells. Say hi to Noelle sure? Wells. Look at that. Hey, they're hugging.
Hi.
This is so
hi.
Awesome.
Hi.
That's Scoot McNairy, terrific character actor. You may know him from Halt and Catch Fire. And Leonard Maltin, what's your favorite Jenny Slate vehicle?
Well, so far...
Do you obviously... like her abortion movie? Was that fun for you?
It was too long.
I like Obvious Child. Oh, man.
That's what they say about
cheap
pregnancy.
Shot.
Cheap, if
cheap
we could
shot.
Cut one trimester out of this thing.
Cheap shot. That's why you get an abortion.
I don't even ask her a question. I just put the microphone in her face.
It really... I was talking earlier about how I did your first Getting Doug with High show, and they shut us down for smoking weed live on YouTube, and it was hard at that moment.
Yeah, we've had like 150 episodes, and every week we ask you to come back, and the answer's no.
Yep, gotta smoke weed in private now.
Poodles with secret lives. Don't go on podcasts. But thank you for coming out here and saying hello to everybody.
Thank you for having me. I would love to use the restroom.
Oh, I bet you that our backstage staff can point you in the right direction for that. And that's Jenny Slate, everybody. I mean, you can't say no to that, right?
No, of course not.
What a delightful
surprise. Why did you turn
down
John C. Reilly, though, when he was standing right there?
He was standing right there, and I was just like, that guy is overrated. I'm serious. Best supporting actor for John C. Reilly in next year.
That's never what, happens for,
I'm gunning
for comedic roles like
but he's
that.
The heart of that movie.
Yeah,
I feel, and does a great job. And I know you guys aren't watching Kong Skull Island right now.
Though Scott wishes we
but
were.
But I do recommend.
Yes, I
it.
Do. I would have loved that. Can we? Is it too late?
We could do an interruption of that eventually, but
be
we,
nice
have,
if,
we have,
it'd be nice
we have
if
to
Kong,
wait a few months.
It'd be nice if that was backstage, the movie.
The next interruption in Los Angeles is, do you know the movie Collateral Beauty?
I've heard of it, yes.
Yeah, we're going to interrupt that, so I'll check and see if you're available.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
Yeah.
It sounds like I wouldn't like
it. Will Smith plays a guy, Leonard, tell us about it.
It was too long.
In the month of December.
Yes.
When there are too many movies released at the same time.
Oh, Leonard doesn't see them all.
I don't see them all. And that's
and you
one
skip
that I skipped.
One's called Collateral Beauty.
How
I did.
How could you? It sounds
good
so
for you.
I did.
Good for you.
Interesting.
And I hope one of these days I'll catch up with it, or maybe I don't.
But you don't... You know the premise, though.
No, I don't.
Oh, I'll tell you.
What is the premise?
Will Smith plays a character who starts getting letters from Hope and Death and a third...
Oh, that's right. It's a
third cloying thing.
It's a Christmas Carol style thing.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But he gets letters from these people, and right. Everybody thinks he's nuts when he's talking about these letters he's getting. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there's a miracle or something. But I can't wait to watch it for the first time with an audience and a microphone.
Oh, you'll have fun with that.
Yeah, I think it'll be a good time. Where were we? What's happening? Yeah,
the games are about to begin.
The games.
All right. I trust you, Leonard. So I'm going to start the games. Let's start with a little game called Alex's Jason and Deb's IMDb game. And yes, of course, this game was born here in Austin, and I will name the top four titles in somebody's best known for on IMDb, and just buzz in with your own name.
Just based on that book Scott that Leonard had, like Noel, he's clearly going to win this game.
Scoot.
No.
This isn't based on his book. And when we played the game based on his book, he often lost.
Okay, good, good.
Embarrassingly.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Scoot, I don't know if you were listening, but he has not written the IMDb site.
Yeah, but he reviewed 800 films.
That's where the game is from. Yeah, but that's, you know, how can you remember? You know what I mean? Like, you guys are probably, like, on the opposite ends of the knowing the movie spectrum, because you're working in them all the time, and he's writing about them all the time. So you're too busy to see all of them. So that's where you're going to have some trouble.
But I
and
was
he
there
has seen
for
all
of
them.
Them.
Right, that helps you, for sure.
I'm not... That's it.
He does not feel reassured.
No, I just...
All right. Well, I think you'll do all right. If I had to pick a winner tonight...
It's not me.
It's not Noelle.
Exactly. Glad you have some confidence.
Scott's also shaking me off.
It's between me and Leonard.
I think Scoot's going to do it.
Scoot's going to win.
So. He seems poised for victory.
My money's on Scoot, but, you know, that's part of the fun, is that, you know, expectations might be upset. And I'll start naming movies. You name your own name when you want to buzz in. Audience, no guesses on this.
You can guess even the first one you can guess?
Yeah, but it's risky. It's -1 point if you get it wrong.
You can blind guess.
Okay.
Scoot thinks you can blind guess.
Okay, Sigourney Weaver?
But that'll get...
Sigourney Weaver?
Do you really want -1 point right now? Because a blind guess is very risky.
I think I can hit it. I think it's Sigourney Weaver.
Because it's nice to go on something. But Sigourney Weaver, I want to give you a point for what a great guess that was.
It feels like you're hesitating because it's Sigourney Weaver. It does.
You just don't fuck with Sigourney Weaver.
That's what I mean. You're frightened.
That's my feeling. All right. So does everybody think they understand how this works?
Oh, I know.
Okay. The first movie in this person's best known for is Les Miserables.
Anne Hathaway.
What's your name?
What?
Noel.
So you guess your own name.
You gotta go
Noel.
Scoot.
Noel, Anne Hathaway.
That is correct.
Oh, damn it!
I guess I didn't understand the rules. I was just like, scream it, right? That's what it was.
Yeah. No, you just buzz in with your own name and then you guess.
Yeah.
In case it's close sometime.
Good one.
You're way ahead of everybody on that one. You know there's a lot of people in Les Miserables, right?
Yeah, I was going to say Hugh.
Me too, Hugh. Jackman.
Yeah, sure. All right, so now not only do you get 1 point, Noel, you also get to try to guess three more films that Anne Hathaway has done.
Oh, I just, what?
Could be TV also.
Oh, on the top?
I don't think she's done any TV.
That are in the top four?
Yeah, in her top four after Les Mis.
Okay, Princess Diaries.
Okay.
Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah!
Okay.
And, but yes, what? No. let's see. I'm trying, I know this title.
Okay, say it.
I'm, it's in my
body, help.
But not in my mouth yet. What? That was a very weird thing I just said. Okay. okay, so it is the one that she did. what if I don't know? Can I?
It's okay.
Okay.
It's all right to not know.
It's the
you might,
one
you might have
like,
gotten 2 points. Maybe.
It's bonus. These are bonus points.
Okay, I'm out. Sorry.
Okay. Incorrect.
on all
both on both of those, yeah. They went with Interstellar, The Dark Knight, and Rachel Getting Married.
But,
yeah.
Really?
I know.
You'd think Devil Wears Prada would be in there.
Is this based on user ratings or on box?
It's based on like a whole crazy metric of several things, including now the actors themselves can go in and put what they want in there.
Oh, so she's really proud of Rachel Getting Married.
We don't know if she did it or not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's part of the fun, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe. All right, so, but Noelle is in the lead with 1 point.
So it's based on nothing tangible at all.
Well, there's some tangible things like box office and awards and, you know, there's all those things, but they just, there's a metric of all of them that leaves you with
a secret
with
metric.
Rachel Getting Married is in her top four.
But that's a terrible movie.
I mean, she was nominated for Best Actress for it, but.
Yeah, but it's terrible. Devil Wears Prada is her best movie. I mean, it's just clear, isn't it?
Addicts.
I think you got.
Wait till you see Colossal.
What's that?
That might be your favorite. That might be
Jesus.
Your new favorite Anne Hathaway movie. Yeah, there's
really?
Colossal fans in the audience.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, this is Austin because that's an Alamo Draft House release. That's their
right
new,
and their new imprint. Neon.
Yep.
Neon. Yeah.
Yep.
Neon Films is releasing Colossal, and it's very good. Have you seen it, Leonard?
I can't talk about it because it hasn't opened yet.
Oh, I like that.
Hey,
that's a great way of saying he hated it.
No, I've seen several. Films that I can't talk about.
Okay, you can't talk about it. That's the official word. You can't talk about it.
Did you like it?
Scoot is a scamp.
I'm embargoed. I'm so sorry. I'm embargoed.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. That's my secret method.
I'm not embargoed, and I loved it. All right.
Okay.
This is the next top four of someone. Also, a theme might emerge in who the answers are, so keep that in mind.
Mm.
I often forget to remind people of that. And then afterwards, I was like, hey, there was a theme. Finding Nemo.
Oh.
Somebody in the audience said, Ellen. Sorry, I'm like Dory. I have a 3-second memory.
Ellen.
Okay, next title. Smart of you to all wait. A Beautiful Mind.
Was Russell Crowe in Finding Nemo?
That's what I'm thinking. I think he might have been. He's got to have been. What fish was he? Was he a shark? Got to, because
he was Bruce the Shark.
He was Bruce the Shark.
Okay, here's the next title. One Life to Live?
What?
Yeah, my question mark, not theirs. The soap opera One Life to Live apparently had appearances by this performer.
Okay.
And then finally, My Cousin Vinny.
Ted Danson.
Marissa Tomei.
Okay, first of all, your names are Scoot and Larry.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Marissa Tomei, did someone say that?
This is like being on Jeopardy and you forgot to phrase it as a question.
Thing, but we don't have buzzers to buzz. We just have to buzz our names.
Yeah.
Scoot.
Ted Danson.
No.
It's a good guess.
Negative 1 point.
Okay.
Leonard.
I didn't even remember who I said.
Yeah.
That's how confused I am.
Uh-huh.
Sneaky play, Leonard.
I know.
Be wrong if we don't remember what you said.
I'll stick with the answer. I just can't remember what the hell I'm talking about.
Who did he say? Marissa Tomei.
Yeah.
Who did he say? Marissa Tomei. Okay, so that's wrong.
That's wrong.
Minus one for Leonard.
Trying to think about who might have been on a soap opera in New York.
Right? Yeah. Well, and also, she wasn't like My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
Did anybody else not try that one or want to? I think it's a tough one. It's a real tough one. I did it. You'll understand why I did it when I say it. Great character actor who goes by the name Austin Pendleton.
Like I see the audience response. Anne Hathaway. Yeah.
No, but I think they understood it. So far, we have Anne Hathaway, who played Jane Austen in a movie. We have Austin Pendleton. Uh-huh. Holy crap, what's going to happen next?
All right.
Noelle is still in the lead with 1 point. Scott is in second with 0. And Leonard and Scoot are both in the hole with -1 apiece.
Okay, I've recovered from
you can totally turn it around any time.
Okay.
The first credit of this next person is from television, and it's The Fall Guy. Shh.
Great show.
Lee Majors.
What's your name?
Scott Thompson says Lee Majors.
That is correct.
Yeah! I feel good about that.
I, for one, want to hear what other three Lee Majors credits constitute his best known or algorithmically determined favorite
Lee Majors
thing.
Determined.
Wait till you hear. Scott, do you have three guesses?
Except for one thing, he's in a great new series.
Well, $6 Million Man. Does that count?
That would count if it's in there, sure.
And then he did another thing.
Okay.
Like in the 80s.
Another thing.
Where he played like he was a cop with all of his limbs.
Okay.
That was like, oh yeah, I'm all here.
Yeah.
All of me.
Okay.
My legs work.
Sounds good.
And my arms work.
Okay. So those are your additional guesses. I'm all here,
there's a fifth one. I don't have super hearing. That was Jamie Summers. I have super sight.
What was his name? What was Lee Majors' name on that?
Steve Austin.
That's correct. Yeah. And so was $6 Million Man, but the other guesses are wrong, I have to say. They listed two more TV shows, The Big Valley and Owen Marshall, Counselor at Law.
Owen Marshall. Wow.
Yeah, he went full TV, all four credits.
I know, but they did not list the fact that he's really terrific now playing... Bruce Campbell's dad.
Yeah, he's in Ash versus Evil
Is
Dead.
He really?
Versus Evil Dead.
Yeah, he's very funny.
Yeah,
he's and very, very and the best thing funny
he's had,
man.
Best thing he's had in a long time, and he's good.
Yeah, he's terrific. Somebody's laughing like they don't believe it.
It's true.
Colonel Steve Austin that I know is Bruce Campbell's dad? All right, so Scott now has 2 points. Ooh. And Noelle has 1, and the less said about the rest, the better. This is for everything, unless there's a
this
tie.
This is for everything, he says.
Yeah, you can take the lead here.
I don't think so.
If it's worth 3.
One of us can dig ourselves out, but maybe not. Really? I don't know.
Who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah. The pressure is intense, you have to admit.
It really is. Yeah.
Okay, let's double check. It's okay. Scott, Noelle, Scoot, and Leonard. That's what you say first.
Yeah. Right. We say Scott, Noelle,
then I will say yes,
Scoot, and
then
Leonard,
you will, then
and
you
the
will
answer.
Say the answer.
Okay,
yes.
Right.
I like how Scoot's holding his mic like a martini glass. I've honestly never seen that before. I just think the podcast always needs to see that. They need to have a mental image of you holding my glass.
Welcome to Austin.
Is that a Texan thing? Is that how men hold their mics here?
Yeah, keep your microphone holding weird.
I'm sorry. That was unfair. I did some mic shaming there, and that's not right. Well, you know, you didn't do it the way you were more comfortable.
Oh, sorry, I'm more comfortable. There you are. Yeah.
It's a mic, not a snifter.
I'm ready to say my name.
You all look like you're ready to do a remote from downtown. You're all holding like news station microphones.
Totally.
Yeah.
We need to do this exactly. I can't hear you, Steve. Yeah. Yeah, it's been raining all afternoon. Yeah, it's really put a real damper on the festival. A lot of crowds, yeah. Big crowd, no.
Scott, you're on in five.
Okay, here we go. And that weather system, people, will be leaving at about 8 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. Up next, the Texas Chargers take on the Austin Rams. In another big, big football game. This whole state's going to turn out for, because we love our teams. We love our football here. Back to you, Steve. I can't even fake sports stuff. I just can't even.
That's true. We do love our teams.
Yeah, we do. That's right, Susan. We do.
Just in. We still do.
Wherever you go, people love their teams.
Can we review the possible theme that we're building toward?
Oh, here? I love that. That's a great idea to recap that. All right. So we
Anne Hathaway
played Jane Austen.
Right.
Austin Pendleton, great character actor. Lee Majors starred as Colonel Steve Austin in $6 Million Man.
And we are in.
And now here's the last one. Okay. And I think I didn't need to recap
I know it's
going to
be.
Mike Myers.
We all do. God damn it. Yeah.
What's happening?
Nothing.
Are you pre-guessing, Scoot? Because I will give you -1 point for an incorrect pre-guess.
Do it.
No.
I'm going to pre-guess. I got to do it for the win. There's
what
no
are you saying?
Gonna... Mike Myers.
That's correct.
Hey!
Unprecedented
in this game.
You lose.
That's never happened.
Did I get points? Did I?
It doesn't matter what happens because you already are in the lead. So, but do you want to guess 4 movies that have Mike Myers in them?
Yes. I would say Shrek, Wayne's World. SNL? Is that it? Do they
could be in there.
Okay, and then Well, obviously, Austin Powers.
Full title?
Man of Mystery. Oh.
Nice
Austin
try.
Powers, Fat
International
Bastard.
International Man of Mystery.
International Man of Mystery.
Yeah. Nope. They went with Wayne's World, Shrek, Austin Powers in Goldmember, right? Yeah, and 1, Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. Yeah, I guess that was the most popular in the series.
So I only got
and it's the best,
some guy in the back just said.
It's my favorite.
It does have, what's her name? She looks good.
Heather Graham, yes. No more audience answers.
Even when I'm saying it directly to you. So that means Scoot won our first game, but we got one more game to play.
Yeah, the game is try to figure out the mystery of the IMDb algorithm that puts those films together.
Yeah, you really got to try to let that go, Leonard.
I would love to. I would love to just release that and let them do whatever they want and name 4 movies for everybody, but that makes no sense at all.
All right, you're forcing me. You're forcing my hand, Leonard. Let's look at your IMDb page.
Oh, no. Why would they have me listed even for anything?
They do.
I mean, I know, but I'm...
There are 4 things, Leonard, that define you.
The 4 things that will define me.
And you don't get to pick what they are.
As easily as those others have defined them?
The algorithm picks it for you.
Okay.
Robert Sean Leonard.
is not you?
No.
Malton.
I bear no there responsibility for anybody else's work.
Leonard Maltin is one of the most recognized and respected film critics of our time.
Wow. Well, I dodged a bullet there.
You thought the first line of your IMDb page might be critical? Critics suck, and he's one of them.
I have read worse online.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, opinions make people mad.
Yeah.
So you've got a show, you did something somewhere called Secrets Out?
That's right.
That was like a insider movie review?
It was a weekly kinda movie review show for Reels Channel, which I hosted for 6 years.
There you go. And then Maltin on Movies?
Mm-hmm. That's the podcast, the current podcast.
Yeah, this was from, this was an earlier version of it that they've got on
Oh,
here.
Okay.
And then, what is Forgotten Silver?
Oh, Forgotten Silver, you should know. You should know this one. This is Peter Jackson's faux documentary.
Oh, really?
Yeah. About a legendary and forgotten silent film pioneer in New Zealand. And it's all bogus. And he did a brilliant job of recreating silent movie footage and getting people to talk about this guy, Colin McKenzie, and how they've just discovered some of his early footage and all this. So Sam Neill is in it as a talking head.
And do you know why
Weinstein,
it's in your top four?
Because it's a Peter Jackson.
You get a thank you in it.
No, I'm in it.
You're also in it.
I'm on screen.
And then they must at the end say thanks to all the people that are in it. No, so then IMDb
maybe
is like, they said thanks to Leonard Maltin.
Maybe. That was his character name, was thank you.
And then finally, the making of The Quiet Man.
Which I produced.
That got into your, and it says writer is the credit they give you for it.
Well, that's nice. That's generous of them.
But there you go. That's a solid top four that you've got on
those
there.
Those are nice. Those are all positive. They could have chosen much worse. So I dodged a bullet.
All right.
Maybe several.
I know all of you have very busy schedules with all the things going on here. Do you have about 15 more minutes?
Sure.
Is that cool?
What time is it?
Yeah, man, just hurry up, dude. I gotta go.
Scott thought he was gonna be watching a movie, so
huh?
I mean,
yeah, you know, no, I'm fine. Movie's still going.
It's 5:15 now. We'll be done by 5:30. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. So we're gonna play a twist on a game that we play on the show. The game on the show is called Last Man Stanton, but in this particular case, it's gonna be Last Mash Stanton. Because I've got two Hollywood names that I've mashed together into one name. And you guys are going to take turns naming movies that star or feature either one of these actors until you can't think of one and then you're out. But you do get one lifeline. Leonard gets to go to Tommy once, and Scott can go to Drew once. Greg and Roxy, that you're playing for? Noelle?
Yes. That's true.
She's your lifeline.
Thank you.
Do you feel confident, Roxy?
I do.
She does. I like that.
Are they allowed to use their phones? Good.
No. I thought about it. Trying to be reasonable. I thought, well, for one, you know, because then at least that way when you go to your lifeline, they'll probably have something for you. So it's not a terrible idea, but phones in general are bad. And if you live in Austin or go to any of the Alamo draft houses, how great is it that they just will throw people out for using their phones? Shout out to them. So here's the mashed up name. Chris Pine Glover. So it's the films of Crispin Glover and Chris Pine. Chris Pine Glover. Yeah, I thought of that today when I was watching a Chris Pine movie and I was very proud of myself. And Scoot won the first game, so Scoot gets to go first. Name any movie that's got one of those two dudes in it.
Silverado.
Which one's in that?
Danny Glover.
All right, let me...
I've just rebuilt this game for you. So hold on, let me get the rules straight. Crispin Glover and Chris Pine.
Pine.
Rats.
That's the Crispin Glover thing? Okay.
Y'all don't seem impressed. That was a guy. That was a tough.
That was a good pull.
Okay.
Yeah, good job. Noel?
Back to the Future.
Very good. Be careful with that one, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. We know what happened there. Butthead.
Scott?
Back to the Future 2?
I just said be careful.
I can't do that.
And you stepped right into it.
Lethal Weapon? Danny Glover's in that one, too.
Wait, why do you think it's... Scoot, see what you've done?
2 points.
I'm sorry. Don't you think 2 points for that?
I think it's a great...
It's just...
There's three Lethal Weapons, too.
It's just Chris Pine or Crispin Glover.
Chris Pine. I don't think I've ever seen him in anything.
Oh, you have.
Is he in Guardians of the Galaxy? Is
that maybe.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Now, listen. Fine? Shush, you guys.
That's not Chris.
I got this.
Oh, Star Trek. He's in the Star Trek movie.
Yes. Okay, is that what you're going with? Star Trek?
Star Trek.
And where'd you get that from? An audience member?
No, because I just realized the guy in Guardians of the Galaxy is another guy.
Okay, yeah.
But I know he's Captain Kirk.
They're both named Chris. That's true. All right.
And they're both marginally.
All right, you got through it.
Okay.
But next time, use your lifeline if you're not sure.
Okay.
Okay. Leonard?
The River's Edge.
Oh. That's a really good one.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, that's terrific. That's how the game should be played. What did you say again, Scott? I forgot already.
Lethal Weapon.
No.
Star Trek.
Yeah, Star Trek. Reboot. That's right, Star Trek. Just Star Trek. That's all there is to it. Scoot?
Hell or High Water.
Oh. Yes.
Is Danny in that one, too?
Oh, now I know
Chris
who Chris
Pine is in Hell or High Water.
Chris Pine, come on. When are people going to... It's
great.
Just, it's not
I'm
working.
I'm so happy. I was about to say something really dumb.
So what do you got?
Enchanted.
Yeah, okay. What?
What'd you say?
No, right?
Chris Pine?
No, am I wrong?
No, I know what you're thinking of.
Who am I thinking... Okay, can I try one more that I thought I knew who it was, but now I'm really lost.
Go to your lifeline.
No, election? Oh, is that a different...
Go to your lifeline.
I think it was that Chris who... Okay, lifeline.
Help her out.
Star Trek Beyond?
I'm going to say Lethal Weapon 2. Star Trek Beyond.
Star Trek Beyond is correct.
Oh, you're always so nice to me. Thank you.
All right.
Is it me?
Scott, yeah.
I'm going to make a big...
You can go to Drew if you want.
I have a feeling that it might have been his first role. I know I don't need to give all this preamble, and that it might have been the first thing he was in, but was it Avatar? Is he not the guy in Avatar? The young guy?
You can't just go to your lifeline.
No, but he was
I'm
supposed
begging
to be,
you
right?
To use
and then
your
they
lifeline.
Recast him. He's not an avatar.
I just want you to make it one more round, so use your lifeline.
Lifeline, Drew.
Star Trek Into Darkness.
Well, you can keep doing Star Trek Into Darkness. I could have done
yeah.
that.
Yeah. No, you couldn't have. Who remembers what they're all called?
Star Trek Into Darkness.
Correct.
Wait, I have a question. Who was the guy in Enchanted?
It was James...
No, the other one.
Patrick Dempsey and James Marsden. James Marsden.
Oh.
James Marsden.
Does he look like Chris Pine?
Stop asking the audience questions.
Does he though?
It confuses everybody.
Everybody
They're
looks like Chris
Pine. They're both handsome, I guess. If you're into that sort of thing.
I am.
I think they're both excellent actors too, by the way. Scoot?
Oh, man.
What? Oh, it's Leonard's turn. Sorry, Scoot.
Didn't mean
to give you...
Tommy, I need help.
Unnecessary.
Into the woods. Oh, great.
Oh, yes.
Great answer. Into the woods.
Into the woods.
We're going into
the
woods.
That's about as good as the music gets in that. Into the woods. Okay, we get it. We bought a ticket for it. They sang less about the goddamn Yellow Brick Road. And they had a map. All right, so... That's where you're going with, Leonard? Into the woods?
I'm going with Into the
Woods. All right, good call. Into the woods. Scoot?
Man, maybe I'll save that one. Do you have anything? You do? Okay, yeah. I'll go with my lifeline. Greg?
Lifeline's got you.
I don't remember the avant-garde snail movie he did, but we'll go with Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels.
That's right. Crispin Glover was in Charlie's Angels, fighting the ladies. Going at it. What do you think of that, Noel?
I think I'm out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know all those Crispin Glover movies, all the ones, but I can't think of a single one of their names. I've seen them.
But after you heard Charlie's Angels, does anything come to mind?
Charlie's Angels 2.
Full title.
Full Throttle.
That's correct.
I just thought it was the stupidest name I could think of. Okay.
Okay. All right, Scott.
Well, I wish I remembered that snail movie. I'm just going to call Crispin Glover's Home Movies, because he did release a film that he made himself. I don't think it was called Home Movies, but it was sort of.
He made it. He's done a lot of filmmaking.
It was like an audit. Let's just call it Monstrosities and Oddities.
Okay, so you're out. Has the ensuing conversation helped you think of any others, Leonard?
No. No, unfortunately, it does not.
All right, Scoot.
Low Country. Or Down Country?
Down Low Country.
Yeah. Does anyone have the, I mean, somebody's got to be fact-checking these. Down Country or Low Country? I think it's Low Country.
I really need you to just say a correct answer.
I'm being serious. Look at Chris
Pine. I really need a winner here.
06. 2006.
Think of another one.
I can't. No, not Get Low.
Get Low was Robert Duvall, right?
Yeah, yeah. Low Country or something. I'm sticking with it.
Low Country for Old Men.
Or it's Down Country. Or, little help? Did I win?
All right. No, just give me another one.
Come on,
Chris Vine or Crispin Glover?
Man, I don't have.
You've got another one.
There's the one with the boat.
Oh, right.
You know, and it's not the perfect storm, but
holy shit.
I don't know the name.
Yeah. Catch it.
Catch me if you can.
Catch that.
Catch it.
It might be the final one.
Catch.
Is it called the last
Catch me if you deadliest can.
The Catch. Last wave?
No. The storm from beyond.
Oh, the finest hour. Final.
Final.
Hours?
Final.
Finest
hour.
Hours.
Finest hours.
Finest hours. That's it. Plus, he was in a. He was a Jack Ryan. He was in a Jack Ryan movie. Yeah. Chris Pine.
Oh, in the one with Mad Max. Tom Hardy. Where they play the guys.
The fun thing about Crispin Glover, of course, is that his dad was one of the two villains in Diamonds Are Forever. Remember him?
No.
Thanks, Leonard.
I didn't want to lie. I didn't want to bullshit. I could have said, "Oh, sure."
Well, so you're not a big you're not into the Bond films per se?
I am, but I don't remember him.
Oh, okay. There was like two bad guys in that movie that were like, people like to insinuate that they were gay. Mr.
Donald Glover?
Mr. Kent and Mr. All right, so.
I just heard might be gay.
Scoot is our winner tonight. Somehow he pulled it out.
It might be a fake win. I don't know. This the world is topsy-turvy right now. But if you want to come up here on stage and get your prizes, the person that you, he was playing for. Oh, you're just be careful stepping over that thing. It's, yeah. It's oh, Scott's going to help you out. There you go. Nicely done. I recommend taking the stairs to go back down. Oh, you just want your name tag? You don't want any of the prizes? Yeah, so there's three bags, and yeah, do you have other plans tonight? Because it's gonna be, you're gonna be a weird bag man walking around, walking around Austin. There you go. Beautiful. Okay, watch your. Be careful.
You have to leave.
Bye.
You're not allowed to go back to your seat.
It's pretty much over, yeah. I mean, I don't mind waiting for you. I'm just trying to wrap it up.
You didn't want us to go back the way
He's
you
like,
came?
He's like, I got my shit. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, sit the fuck down. Oh, and there's... no, but I need that for the... Is there a shithead on the back of that? Did you put a shithead on the back? Yeah. Yeah, pass it to me. Thank you. Scott, pass me your name tag as well.
Everybody reads it as they pass it down. Scott, what's going on? What do you got to plug?
What was what?
What? What? Do you have any projects you'd like to promote?
I have a series coming out that's not available in the States. So if you're Canadian, What Would Sal Do comes out March 24th. Yeah. About the, yeah, I play a priest. You can get it on Crave TV, so you can stream it, but it's the first serious part I've ever done. I play a priest.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm in. I want to move to Canada anyway.
That's good. I really, I'm very proud of the series. It's very, very good.
All right, cool. Noelle Wells?
Just Mr. Roosevelt.
Mr. Roosevelt tomorrow. Playing tomorrow here at South By.
South By, and then...
So exciting.
It's really exciting.
And, yeah, and let's all support it and get it some distribution. I love it. Yeah, Scoot supports it.
I support it.
Yeah.
When's the screen? Maybe I'll come to it tonight.
Tomorrow, 2:15.
And work it
out. At the Paramount Theater.
You know, great theater.
Play the
best theater
stuff
screen
there,
movie.
Right? There's a hole in the ceiling, and yeah, it was put there by Houdini.
In the Paramount?
Mm-hmm.
I've never done the tour.
I just look up and see the hole and then tell people that. Scoot's fourth season of Hall and Catch Fire is coming soon, but what you mentioned something, we were talking earlier about something else you want people to check out?
I got a film, I think it comes out at the end of the month, called Aftermath with Arnold Schwarzenegger, as well as a Netflix original called Godless. That's like an 1880s Western with Scott Frank, who wrote and directed. Yeah.
Very nice. Awesome.
Done.
Leonard Maltin. The great Leonard Maltin.
Please check out our podcast, Maltin on Movies, hosted by my daughter Jessie and myself. It's on the Nerdist Network, and we do a new show every week.
Between you and Jessie, who has the most colorful hair?
It's not a contest.
Yeah, she's always got
blue hair.
My
blue-haired daughter wins that.
Colorful. You sure it's blue today? Does she change? Does she ask you before she changes colors?
She knows I'm colorblind, and it doesn't matter.
You are?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
That's why it's from this book.
I've got a lot of questions.
Is that why you wrote a guide to black and white movies? Are all movies black and white?
No. I see colors.
Right.
Talk to someone else who's colorblind. They'll explain it to you. It's really weird.
Right.
I mean, all these colored lights. I see a range of colors.
Do you see the
colors.
Right colors there?
There's no
but
colored
I can't
lights
identify.
In there.
I can't identify some of them, and I can't distinguish between some of them. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
No.
I like to end the podcast on that kind of thing, because then people aren't like, oh, I wish this was going to go longer. They're like, that was the perfect length. One more time for all of my guests, Leonard Maltin, Scoot McNairy, Noel Wells, and Scott Thompson. As always, there's three of these, and then the music cue. As always, Paul Ryan is a shithead. The guy who spoiled Logan at the Rotten Tomatoes panel is a shithead. And anyone who didn't cry at the end of Logan is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eisenhold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.